Well, I mean, it's kind of it's changed dramatically in some ways. In some ways, it's the same. I mean, if you talk about films, horror films from the, you know, late 60s, 70s, 80s, that's where the horror, to me, that's where horror took its, got it, you know, was at its peak, you know, with the slasher genre in America and with the, you know, going to giallo films in Italy, and to zombie films, whether it's Romero's zombie films or Italian zombie films. And also, you know, that's when a lot of films had a lot of sex and violence and gore and nudity starting in the late 60s. And as we kind of got into the 90s, horror kind of started dying a little bit, in my opinion, where there wasn't that flavor anymore the way it was. And then that's when a lot of independent filmmakers like myself started with doing like shot on video movies, known as SOV, and where it was a lot of, then it was more cheap stuff. It was like no one, like that was more video than film. And then you go into the 2000s where horror kind of started coming back a little. There was a lot of remakes of films from the 70s and 80s. But then there was also some newer stuff, either from America or from international, and also the rise of independent filmmakers, because software and film equipment or camera equipment got cheaper, and you can kind of do it yourself. And then as we got into this decade, it's kind of, I'm in the genre of the horror underground, where it's kind of more, our stuff is very shocking, very gory, very explicit, very extreme. We're kind of like the grindhouse of today. And, you know, and with us, we don't have the budget like these Hollywood films do. And these Hollywood films seem to be very bland and boring as far as the horror genre goes. I mean, there's some good ones out there that Hollywood puts out a little, you know, but mainly to me, the hardcore horror fans would, you know, that like dig our stuff. And because we kind of, myself and filmmakers like Sean Donahue and other filmmakers, we kind of pay homage to the films that we're fans of, like, you know, Dario Argento films or George Romero films or Herschel Gordon Lewis films of those 60s, 70s, and 80s. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, definitely changed, because now things, I don't know, I think now people are used to extreme stuff because there's so much stuff out there. Sometimes there's too much out there because there's too much garbage out there. So it's hard to find the diamonds in the rough, where before it seemed like it, because since a lot of people can make movies, but before it was tougher to make a film. So it was like, there seemed to be only the strong survived back then. And the good stuff survived and it was easy to find, where now it seems like it's harder to find good horror films out there. Because there's just so much out there and there's a lot of, you know, shit out there, but there's good stuff like my stuff.